Welcome back to A Cup of English. Today is Wednesday, the 15th of July, 2009, and the title of this podcast is Fishing and Surgery. My name is Anna. I'm English. I live in the northwest of the United States. And Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I'll bring you lots of English to wake up your language learning skills. Fishing and Surgery. Beginners. Fishing seems to be a sport that you either love or have nothing to do with. My father is a fisherman and has been for most of his life. My husband also enjoys fishing during salmon season. It would be nice, though, if he caught a fish at some point. Well, my kids love messing about in rivers and streams, as I'm sure most kids do. They have buckets and nets and kids' fishing rods. They also have the real thing. In fact, my youngest son Robert bought himself a tackle box with his pocket money. It is one of his treasures. Inside are various compartments for the little rubber worms, the shiny metal spinners, and the colourful floats. He proudly brought the box with him on our latest trip to Lake Roosevelt. I found it stuffed into the back of the car with the rest of the luggage. Well, it turned out that that little box was a very important part of the vacation. My brother took the three boys down to the beach each evening to fish. About the time that the sun was setting, the flies would start to come out, and the fish would start jumping. I would stay at the house with my mother and my daughter and play cards. The second to last evening, about the time that it was dark, I heard excited voices coming up the road from the beach. It was all the boys. They had caught a fish, and my goodness, they were celebrating. Advanced. The fish was presented to me as if it were a box of treasure that had just been discovered. It was a rainbow trout, only about 1 pound in weight, but a great prize for the boys. They begged me to let them help clean the fish. No problem, I said. It's a good education. So, after washing the fish, we cut it open. Then the fascination for the insides of the fish could be seen on the children's faces. I asked them if they wanted to see what the fish had been eating. Yes, they cheered in unison. So, I removed the fish's stomach and very delicately cut it open. Wow! It was completely full of flies. In fact, we could see that the fish enjoyed catching and eating one particular type of fly. They were very recognizable in the top of the stomach, and further down had become mashed and mixed up. It was very interesting. Then we continued to examine the intestines. The liver was obvious, but boring compared to the colon. I hope these details aren't too disgusting for you, my dear pod listeners. My kids looked on in amazement while Robert ran the knife along the fish's colon and squeezed out the digested fish. Ew, they all said, like a little choir. That is the same expression as yuck in the UK. Well, we finished our gory examination, washed and wrapped the fish and put it in the fridge. By the next morning, the time the kids were awake, their Uncle Richard had it on a plate, fried up with butter and lemon. That's all for today. I hope you found this amusing and helpful. Please feel free to download the text from acupofenglish.libsyn.com or through iTunes. Let me know how I'm doing. Write to me at acupofenglish@live.com, and I would love to write back to you. Thanks so much for listening. Goodbye.